just sliced like a Ginsu. Look at the life that I've been through. We the last real niggas alive, that's official.
Let me tell you when it all started. Game dropped documentary and made plenty enemies. It was a classic album. But prior to that, Gorilla Black debuted and put the city on wax. A lot of Biggie comparisons, we all was aware of them. But that wasn't my MO, I just thought it was dope. Didn't understand why Game would say his name in that manner. Many years went by, still no legitimate answer. Anyway, I put out a mixtape into a grave. Hub City Threat, minor of the year, DJ Dave and his brother Design put together the music. Put it out to the people, the people said I was stupid. With the flow, went to the barbershop to show up my skills. Mike and Jaime and some other cat said I was real. Jaime was Game's barber, the other cat made a statement saying that Game was his partner, so I gave him my tape. Said he played for him, hoping that I'd get my big break, but never got a response. Anyway, this nigga named Pop Games came to my school with a camera. I freestyled on this DVD for a minute, then after it hit the streets, I was known as K-Dot from Compton. Me and Hootie probably was the youngest out that was popping, but I didn't have a home yet. Hootie had larceny until I met Top Dog, told Dave that he liked to meet me at the studio, made me freestyle for an hour, told me come back tomorrow, but I came back in an hour. J-Rock was in the booth recording his first mixtape. Was skeptical, homie, at first because he knew where I stayed, but we got over that. Heard the beat, wrote a rap, did our first collaboration on a Nephew track. He got signed months later, Warner Brothers. We started on this album, he wrote his rhymes on paper. Before Sidekicks became a modern day phone, the same time a buzz was generated from G Malone. He had a song called 200, White Lightning, the streets loved it. Said that Sony had gave him an unbelievable budget. Now that's a smart nigga. I'm trying to make my raps bigger than life, but not knowing how to market it right. Turned on the radio, only cat knew from the West Coast was playing with Bishop. And by then, this nigga buzz was tremendous. Hit the lab, me and Rock trying to perfect our craft. What the fuck, next thing you know, we came across Lift Me Up. It was a hit when I heard it, but all we had was the instrumental and the hook. But when Rock jumped on it, for certain, it was a smash. Gave it to Julio, but just to get his opinion. Next thing you know, the record was spinning. That was a good look. It set the coast on fire. Niggas in Garden Projects presents Watts Riot. Then these rappers start hating, calling up to the station, ask why they record ain't playing. What you niggas complaining about? Shit was funny to us though. Niggas hate to see a nigga from the bottom come up, yo. In the midst of the single popping and niggas trying to seek and destroy, I had a situation with Def Jam, premature. Shit was sour after Jay-Z left, but I didn't care. I was glad Jay-Z gave me respect. See, I was young, fast forward, Hot Dollar had the streets on lock. As far as radio plays, obvious he got a lot. Beefing with Dash Dillinger, J-Rock spoke on it. Which in my opinion, I didn't think the shit was impotent. But that's a whole nother story. We hit the lab with Game and a few other names like Juice and Young, your boy. Did the Cypher freestyle and everybody's like, wow. These top dog niggas bout to make noise. Shortly after Game took us on tour, I love him for that. But right after that, we didn't see him no more. G Malone came with a smash hit with Haycon. Mr. Fab battle Royce Nickel with Napalm. Then everybody started to scream out the new West and claim that West Coast legends don't wanna see him at best. I think that's just an excuse because they music ain't tight. Tell them that Abso said it, they can quote him twice. The Crooked Eye came with Hip Hop Weekly, killing the internet, but he been a threat since Death Row. Then Rocket came about, and all I thought about was Abso. 2-11-2, it finally started to look like the West was making moves. Western Union had the whole block booming because of Snoop. Matter of fact, Bad Luck was my favorite about the group. Then Problem took off, another Compton native. We both Compton niggas, but Compton still ain't made it. By this time, J-Rock and All My Life hit the airwaves. We almost got into some major beef over Lil Wayne. That part I'ma leave out. There's certain things that the streets only should know about. Shout out to Nipsey, Bishop with that gang. Then had a fight with Hexo. That's when I dropped C4 and had the critics mad at me because they didn't see my views. Grab the hottest album out, then redo it. That's a goddamn power move, stupid, you foolish. Don't know shit about this war shit. It's more shit to wanting to be the king of the coast shit. Coast shit, coast shit.
Ago, I finally run into the nigga I gave my mixtape to and said he was partners with Game. The nigga finally told me what he said. He said he didn't like it. But the nigga was like, see, look at you now. I tried to tell him you was tight. The nigga probably never even gave it to him and shit. Shout out to everybody I forgot too. Young Grub Bang Loose by the Loco, Omar Cruz, Tiger Tajay, Big Steel Eastwood, K-Boy, what's up with your crippin' ass, nigga?
J.A. William, my favorite white boy, nigga.
Young Roscoe, what's up, nigga? Where you and your brother at, nigga? I wanna go toe-to-toe in a freestyle cypher, nigga. I got $10 on me, what's up, nigga? I'm broke. My nigga Soundwave, my in-house producer, best producer on the motherfucking West Coast, besides Terrence Martin. Y'all my two favorites, nigga. Terrence, I'm waiting on you, nigga. Nah, I've been bullshitting, though, to tell you the truth. I'ma keep it funky. Abso, I know you mad at me, nigga, but you know where your rank is at in this rap shit, nigga. You know, nigga, you see the vision, nigga. Schoolboy Q, Top Dog affiliates, to the casket drop. What's up? Me and Rock just came from New York. Nipsey Hussle was out there, I swear to God, them niggas was in the studio. I just sat back and watched, man. Niggas looked like the new West Coast regime. Vibe was like a magazine. Damn, I'm rapping again. Rappers do that sometimes. But straight up, them niggas is crazy. Signing off. K-Dot. I'm out.